708 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, also our own Dr. Bill Williams, will join us around 7:35 for an in-depth weather discussion and big goings-on today at FM Talk 106.5. The debut of the Jeff Poore Show, 9 o'clock this morning on FM Talk 106.5. Jeff, of course, has been a part of the radio station as a guest host for a decade or so. His show, 3 hours from 9 to noon, starts this morning at 9, so be ready for that. We'll talk to him, hopefully, a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Let's get ready. Get him hyped up for a show at
get him
9.
Prepared.
That's right. Well, he's with him yesterday. He's already prepared.
He's
well prepared. That's what he does. He's got all his guests lined up and all that stuff, so he's ready to go. At 9 o'clock this morning, the debut of the Jeff Poore Show here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, we'll check coronavirus numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton's got the latest.
Yeah, and big numbers here in Alabama and specifically here in Mobile County. We'll get to those in just a minute, but first we start nationally, where there are now over 4.6 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 147,000 have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases nationally around 10 or 11 days ago. There were 67,500 new cases added Friday, 60,000 on Saturday, and 49,000 yesterday, which was the lowest number we've seen in nearly a month. And that dropped the 7-day average to around 60,500 cases per day. That's around what we were averaging back on July 13th. So that's when the curve was heading up back on July 13th. Now it appears that it's heading back down. Unfortunately, the 7-day average for testing has also dropped quite a bit over the last 2 days. It's now down around 785,000 per day. Last week, we were up to 830,000 per day, but that puts us at right around 7.7% of the national tests that are coming back positive. And there were 3,000 deaths added over the weekend. We're averaging over 1,000 deaths per day over the last week, and that's the highest that number has been since May 25th. With new cases and hospitalizations trending down, deaths should start to decrease again later this week. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have now been nearly 57 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 88,811 confirmed cases in the state and 1,576 have died due to COVID. The current hospitalization numbers have dipped down some from their peak. There are now reportedly 1,529 people currently hospitalized with the virus. Mobile County added 1,119 new cases from Friday through yesterday.
Wow.
That includes new highs of 382 cases on Saturday and 532 yesterday. Now, it's possible these numbers have been backlogged and are coming in a little bit late here. The Mobile County Health Department has been consistently ahead of the state's numbers, so that could partially explain why there are so many new cases added for Mobile yesterday. Mobile County also added 10 deaths over the weekend, bringing the totals now to 8,998 confirmed cases and 191 deaths in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 191 new cases and 2 deaths over the weekend. Their totals now stand at 3,175 cases with 22 deaths. Washington County, 310 cases with 11 that have died. Clark County, 484 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 388 cases with 4 deaths. Kanaka County, 371 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County has had 965 cases with 15 that have died due to COVID. Choctaw County, 273 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 402 cases with 9 deaths. And looking at the three counties that have been hit hardest in Alabama since the pandemic began, Mobile County, I mentioned earlier, far and away had the most new cases over the weekend, but Jefferson County continues to see their numbers rise. They added 711 new cases over the weekend and 5 new deaths. Montgomery County, they appear to have their numbers dropping pretty consistently. They only added 241 new cases over the weekend with 4 new deaths. For the state as a whole, 5,316 cases were added over the weekend, and that picked the 7-day average back up. It was on its way down, but it jumped to 1,637 cases per day. We're now averaging under 8,000 tests per day. That puts Alabama at a 20.5% positivity rate, much, much higher than the national average of 7.7%. Also, 60 deaths reported over the weekend in Alabama. The 7-day average at the beginning of last week was up to 27 deaths per day. That has dropped down to 21 per day. But I will say, with the new cases, deaths, hospitalizations, and testing, they've all been trending down recently. I would expect to see another increase in reported deaths following the highs in cases from about 10 days ago.
All right, so we see these waves coming. Like, this is what's happening now is attributed to around July 13th or the 5th.
Possibly. Yeah. I would say at least a week behind, maybe anywhere from a week to 20 days, something like that. That's usually when we see the backlog of cases come through. So the numbers we're looking at now, exactly right. Actually, those were the numbers we were truly looking at a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cases, though, they've been going down. It seems like we're going down that curve on the other side of the curve of cases and hospitalizations, which is great, great news. But testing, we were skyrocketing in testing mm-hmm. nationally and here in Alabama. It looked like nationally we'd hit 1 million tests per day this week. But over the weekend, that number dropped pretty far nationally. And then in Alabama, the testing's been going down now for about 10 days. So I don't know if that means fewer people are going out and getting tested or whether the test results have not been coming in as quickly as they were for these new reports.
Have y'all not been getting tested out there? You can hit us up on the text line because you hear the lines are long or just not people sick or maybe it's all attributable to the mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be a question with Governor Ivey continuing the mask ordinance for another month here through the 31st of this month. Are the mask playing into it? Will we ever really know whether it was just a natural bell curve in this or the mask are making those differences.
Yeah, and you know, Deborah Birx, Dr. Birx, over the weekend, she mentioned that the virus now is hitting more rural areas of the United States, which we've seen right here at home, that the more rural areas in Alabama, and that those numbers have been increasing. So maybe that's part of the possibility here, too, that with these more rural areas having more cases, maybe there's less testing availability in some of these smaller places.
Yeah, she's calling it a new phase. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The United States has 4.6 million coronavirus cases total now, according to Johns Hopkins, a number rising by nearly 2 million in July alone. Coordinator of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Deborah Birx on CNN's State of the Union, suggesting no place should feel safe.
What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas.
Birx even went so far as to suggest younger people living in the same household as elderly or anyone more vulnerable should wear masks inside. The disease is falling hard on states where governors have been resistant to putting in restrictions. Even now, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells CNN's State of the Union he's going about as far as he thinks is necessary to slow the spread.
Our bars and restaurants are at a limited capacity. And so restaurants are at two-thirds capacity, bars are similar.
Hutchinson did not issue a statewide mask in public places order until July 20th. Like Arkansas, down in Texas, and over in Florida, most Republican governors only coming around to the idea of pushing mask wearing once President Trump started promoting it. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis still leaving it up to individual counties and cities. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dalton, we appreciate the update in those numbers, and we deliver those every weekday at the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. Our text line's open for you at 343-0106. What are you seeing out there on testing? Are you getting tested? Have you been tested? If you've been tested more than once, let us know. 343-0106. All right, coming up in sports.
Sean, we had MLB, NBA, and NHL this weekend.
Wow.
On top of that, PGA Tour Golf and NASCAR. So it appears that the sports world is back, at least for now, but I'll give you an update on Major League Baseball and the teams that have had to postpone series due to positive tests, and got that and a whole lot more coming up in sports for you.
All right, plenty of acronyms and plenty of scores straight ahead. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Minkin Aiken and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX News Conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at fmtalk1065.com. Good morning, 719, FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves won their 5th in a row with a 4-0 shutout yesterday over the New York Mets.
And on the ground slowly, that should do it. Freddie's got it, to the bag we go, and the Braves have shut out New York 4-0. They've won the series outright. They extend their winning streak, Jeff, to 5 straight games and a little bit of everything again for Brian Snitker's bunch.
At call from Fox Sports South, the Braves now 7-3 through the first 10 games of the 60-game season. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes caused a scare when he gave no warning and did not report to yesterday's game. After the loss, Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen announced that Cespedes has decided to opt out of the remainder of the 2020 season due to COVID-related issues. The Braves will look for the 4-game sweep tonight when they take on New York at 6 o'clock. There were 3 series postponed over the weekend. The Miami Marlins and Washington Nationals did not play their scheduled series as the Marlins continue to deal with the 19 members of their team that have tested positive for COVID. The Phillies and Blue Jays series was canceled after a couple members of Philadelphia's staff tested positive following their series last weekend against Miami. And the St. Louis Cardinals' 3-game series against Milwaukee was called off. On Saturday, the team had 1 player and 3 staff members test positive, while 4 more members of the organization had inconclusive results. The Cardinals' upcoming 4-game series against Detroit was scheduled to be a home-and-home, but instead the Cardinals and Tigers will play all 4 games in Detroit with a doubleheader scheduled for Wednesday. In other games from yesterday, Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 in a 9-7 Yankees win over Boston. Judge has now homered in 5 straight games. Baltimore swept Tampa with a 5-1 win. The Cubs swept the Pirates with a 2-1 extra innings victory. The Dodgers shut out Arizona 3-0, and Houston rallied to beat the LA Angels 6-5 in extra innings. In golf, Justin Thomas pulled away in the final 3 holes to win the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis by 3 strokes. Thomas closed with a 5-under-66 to finish at 13-under par. It was his 13th career PGA Tour title. And at 27 years old, Thomas, now the 3rd youngest player since 1960 to reach those 13 tour wins, trailing only Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski dominated at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for his 3rd win of the 2020 season. Keselowski and Denny Hamlin traded the lead 18 times during the 301-lap race, with Keselowski crossing the finish line 1.6 seconds ahead of Hamlin. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets rallied to beat Milwaukee 120-116. Houston tied an NBA record for most 3-point attempts in a regulation game with 61. They made 21 of those 61 shots. Boston beat Portland 128-124. San Antonio won their 2nd in a row, 108-106, against Memphis. Those losses to Memphis and Portland yesterday were a big help for the New Orleans Pelicans, who have lost their first 2 games of the NBA restart and are in a heated race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. The Pelicans will face the Grizzlies tonight at 5:30. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 52-year-old is reportedly asymptomatic and doing well. And New York Jets middle linebacker C.J. Mosley has decided to opt out of the 2020 season. The former Alabama linebacker has not commented publicly, but ESPN reports that a source said it was due to family health reasons. Former University of Alabama athletic director and Tennessee football coach Bill Battle has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The 78-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. And Louisiana Lafayette assistant football coach DJ Looney passed away Saturday morning after suffering a heart attack at a team workout at Cajun Field in Lafayette. According to Sports Illustrated, Looney was pronounced dead after being transported to a local hospital. He was 31 years old. Looney was entering his third season on the UL football staff, working with the Ragin' Cajuns offensive line. He graduated from Oak Mountain High School in Birmingham and played center at Mississippi State. Also coached as an assistant with the Bulldogs, East Mississippi Community College, Central Arkansas, and Georgia. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center at Mobile Police Department, wrapping up accidents at University and Greenlawn without injuries, and also one there at Carroll Plantation at Williams Road. The Bayway, the Causeway, again, a decent amount of traffic starting to build in each direction, but no other wrecks in the roadways. It's the reopening of US 90 Dragway in Irvington this Friday. Enjoy the commentary with Grudge Racing, open every Friday night. The gates open at 5. In Irvington, it's US 90 Dragway. See them at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 725, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a look at a work week forecast. Also a check on the tropics. Isaias making its way up the East Coast. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM joins us. And then this discussion we just had here. You broke the news. I've got a one, two, three, four shirts I got to return quickly and get shirts I like that were given to me for my birthday last month from Joseph A. Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big problems with Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse. Their parent owner, the company Tailored Brands, has apparently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They have approximately 1,400 stores and 18,000 employees. And I guess this has been a long time coming. Back in July, Tailored Brands said that they planned to eliminate 20% of its corporate jobs and close up to 500 stores. Yesterday, when announcing the bankruptcy filing, they said they plan to use the restructuring process to slash its debt by at least $630 million. But yeah, people like you that have just gotten fitted or have some shirts they need to return, better do it fast.
Well, okay, so they're closing, it says 75% of the one. Are they going to close not all the stores, right? I guess they're going to pick through the stores.
Well, they said they were going to close 500 stores. I don't know how many.
And if they tell you they're going to close 500, they're really going to close 1,000. Because if you go to Joseph A. Bank, the numbers are not really. Whoever has bought clothing at Joseph A. Bank for what it says on the tag.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fool out there? Because
right.
Their whole plan is, well, this shirt normally is like $1,600 or whatever. Well, it's like $90. But right now, for you, if you buy three, they're like $25 each. Or
yeah,
something
and
like
if
that.
You've gone in and bought one suit and didn't walk out with at least two,
yeah,
then what
you're
are you
the
doing?
Sucker.
Yeah, you're the sucker because they're giving suits away for free. No wonder they filed for bankruptcy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I get to. If they would, if Joseph A. Banks would have been getting $89 a shirt. you know, each, then it may be a different story. But their whole four, you walk in there and you go, how much is the shirt? Well, if you go to this rack, they're this much. But it's the same shirt that's over there. Well, they're different.
Yeah, yeah.
See, what's the same to me? Well, those are $90. These are $12. Something like that.
And you know the saying for Men's Warehouse, you'll like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Can they continue to guarantee that? That's something. They'll have to change it to, like, I can no longer guarantee it after a certain date. So I can guarantee that you'll
for
like the way you look.
For a limited time, we'll guarantee the way you'll like the way you look.
Exactly.
But there, I mean, the stories of retailers shutting down, you know, or at least restructuring.
Yeah, okay. So we've had bankruptcy filings from Neiman Marcus Group, who apparently owns a bunch of stores, J. Crew, JCPenney, and Lord & Taylor, which is one of the oldest, might be the oldest retailer in America. So lots of these this industry in particular has been hit really hard by this coronavirus.
You wonder how much of this is, I mean, there's a lot of it that's just driven by the, you know, obviously the economy around the coronavirus, but how many of these companies were already, you know,
feeling it?
Yeah, they were weakened somehow. I'm not saying that these in particular were, but were they already, you know, having issues here with maybe their online platforms weren't nearly as big? Maybe they were, you know, more brick and mortar, and then this happens and just accelerates. It's a catalyst for this.
Oh, I'm sure they were already feeling it from Amazon and other online retailers. A good old boy like me or you, we need a suit. We show up at the Men's Warehouse or
yeah,
whoever is local.
We don't think ahead of time. We need emergency suit.
Exactly. But there's some other suits retailers out there online that have apparently been making it really tough on some of these local people.
All right, there you go. The latest from the retail front. We'll get weather from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes and headlines from WKRG right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County have put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Minkin and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX news conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Tropical storm Isaias is about to prey on the East Coast, which, like the rest of the nation, is struggling to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Here's correspondent Stephanie Elam.
California added over 9,000 new cases yesterday. On May 8th, it was just over 2,000. The rise hitting major cities like San Francisco hard. And state leaders fear it's because residents are becoming too relaxed when practicing social distancing.
Meteorologist Pedram Javahiri is forecasting a Tuesday landfall for Isaias.
Somewhere between the borders of states of North and South Carolina, say around Myrtle Beach. That's where the most likely scenario is of a tropical storm, potentially a strong one, or a weak hurricane, Category 1, making landfall across this region.
Talks are set to resume today on an economic stimulus plan to provide assistance to workers and companies hard hit by the economic fallout from the coronavirus. Dow futures up more than 100. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Lord & Taylor joins about a dozen iconic retailers that have succumbed to Chapter 11 protection during the pandemic. The country's oldest department store chain filed for bankruptcy protection Sunday. Netflix is letting viewers watch at faster or slower speeds on their phone or tablet with new playback controls. Some movie makers don't like the idea of their art being messed with, but members of the hearing and vision impaired communities appreciate the new settings, and even those trying to follow the captions in a foreign film. Stocks did pretty well in July, with the S&P 500 finishing with a gain of 5.5%. The NASDAQ performed even better, rising just under 7% for the month. The market's entering what historically has been the worst 2 months for stocks. The S&P 500 has been higher in August 53% of the time, and September is worse, up just 48% of the time. The Dow closed 114 points higher. NASDAQ gained 147 and the S&P added 25 on Friday. Futures are pointing higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in.
When you get a call from a top NBA player who was injured in a car crash by a drunk driver and faces a career-ending injury, you know you must bring your A game. And you also feel grateful that your reputation as the world's largest injury firm, with hundreds and hundreds of verdicts and billions in recoveries for our clients, has been recognized. Results matter, reputation matters, choices matter. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, or thepeople.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boardings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And tell you what, the marine forecast worked out well this weekend, too, to splash down the SpaceX Crew's Dragon capsule. Pretty nice conditions out there for a landing in the Gulf. And I think it lived up to your 1.8 on the weekend weather scale.
Yeah, you know, the good weather is going to continue with temperatures about what they should be this time of the year. 91 is the normal high temperature. And yesterday, high was 92 degrees, and the same for Saturday. And we're actually going to be helped out by the tropical storm that is moving up the East Coast. Although it's not a major storm, it's still going to help us with bringing in some air that's a little bit drier, at least the middle of the week. As for today, I expect mostly sunny skies, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we'll be up around 92, maybe even 93 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, and we won't see those upper 70s because we'll be in the low 70s tonight. And then tomorrow, a sunny day with a high in the low 90s. And that's the same for Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with afternoon temperatures in the low 90s. And we will see the humidity drop a little bit, certainly for Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, it'll be sunny again. A slight chance of a thunderstorm in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, we expect plenty of sunshine with a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, and you mentioned that drier air coming in on this western side of Isaias, or whatever we're calling it. Where is the storm now?
Right now, it's just east of Jacksonville, and it is moving in basically a northerly direction, around 13 miles per hour. Conditions should improve such that it may intensify a little bit. And while it's been tracking up the Florida Peninsula, at least just offshore, there's been some rather brisk winds in the upper atmosphere that have made it very difficult for that storm to develop, and all the thunderstorms and heavy activity was on the eastern side. And that was good for Florida because it was offshore. But now the winds aloft are subsiding, and it could grow into a minimal hurricane before making landfall tonight, and that will occur along the South Carolina-North Carolina border. After that, it'll drop back to a tropical storm and move up the east coast, right over the eastern part of Chesapeake Bay, and then over New York City and on up into New England over the next few days. And eventually, it'll end up in Newfoundland by the end of the week.
Now, what else are you watching in the tropics?
There is a tropical wave that is just north of the Leeward Islands. It is moving more in a northwest direction, and if it should become a depression, it will stay out in the open Atlantic. Elsewhere, we do have quite a bit of thunderstorm activity now in the tropical Atlantic, but there's nothing organized. So we have one named storm and possibly a depression. But as far as we are here in the Gulf of Mexico area, we're looking pretty good right now.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is. Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. And a reminder, too, coming up today, the FM Talk 106.5 family is growing. 3 hours more a day of live local content with the Jeff Poor Show debuting this morning at 9. That means from 6 in the morning till the Feinbaum Show starts, you've got local folks right here talking to you from the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We're real excited. We'll get Jeff in here next hour and then get ready for his show starting at 9. It's up on our Facebook page. I saw somebody texting about it earlier to our text line at 343-0106. Wilford Brimley passing over the at age 85, the face of Quaker Oaks and the diabetes campaign out there. How about this? So the missus and I talked about it over the weekend. Wilford Brimley, when he did the movie Cocoon, I don't know if you movie Cocoon was, I'm going to guess off the top of my head, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, he already looked like an old dude. He was the same, when he did the movie Cocoon, he was the same age, she pointed out, for some reason, as Matthew McConaughey is now.
Wow. And he looked much...
And he looked, I mean, you go back and we looked at the screenshots from Cocoon, and he already had kind of the, I mean, he didn't, like, for like 2 decades, he kind of looked like the same dude.
Cocoon, 1985, so 35 years ago.
35 years ago, Wilford Brimley was looking like he was, you know, the same as he is in the pictures they show from recent. I mean, he already had the old dude look.
Yeah, and man, he was in a lot of, I didn't realize this, how many different films and TV series he was in, but Wilford Brimley certainly had a full share of his IMDb page is not empty, let's just say that much.
No, I mean, How the West Was Won, Kung Fu, like David Carradine Kung Fu, The Oregon Trail, The Waltons, Wild Wild West Revisited. Of course, you have movies here. The High Road to China, Tough Enough, Jackals, End of the Line. Said he also played in plenty of B-movies. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think most of us know him, and I certainly know him most from his diabetes commercials. And that became a bit of a meme, right, with the diabetes. But he did a lot of outstanding work. Actually, the American Diabetes Association gave him an award to recognize his lifetime of service. But he was diagnosed back in 1979 and continued to, you know, put awareness out there for diabetes for years and years and years.
Well, for Brimley, dead at age 85. 7:40, we got traffic next.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo, and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer
Careers Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accidents now at University and Greenlawn. Another one at Royal Carriage and Cottage Hill and Moffitt and Shelton Beach. All those going to be without injuries as we've got heavy traffic in each direction across the Bayway. I-10, Loxley, watch your speed in that area. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp, and they just recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk trucks. Let's talk diesel trucks this morning. What's the inventory look like?
It looks great. Matter of fact, I drove in a 2017 Duramax diesel LTZ Chevrolet crew cab four-wheel drive. Beautiful truck. We got a 2010 crew cab two-wheel drive diesel Chevrolet, which everybody's looking for. Got a Dodge Ram Dually mega cab four-wheel drive crew cab. Got a 2016 crew cab Dodge diesel and a 2011 crew cab work truck diesel Ford.
Man, okay, let's talk about your options for financing on those diesel trucks.
They're awesome. They love the diesel truck because they know they have longevity. We get great terms, great rates on diesels.
All right, give us directions and come check out those diesel trucks and all the other inventory at LCM.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Y'all are checking in on the text line on Wilford Brimley. A bunch of Brimley fans here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And our buddy Ben saying that he also narrated Last of the Dogmen. You look at the IMDb page for him. I mean, he guess with the career so long. And this one here, he's recently, somebody on the text line said he was recently in the Netflix series Dead to Me.
Hmm.
But I mean, just my reaction though was the Cocoon movie, which is a 35-year-old movie, and he already had kind of the old guy look going.
Yeah, because
that was the whole thing about Cocoon, the movie.
Well, and you can contribute that to the mustache, I believe. You put a mustache on if you put a mustache on my 18-month-old daughter, she would look like she's Wilford Brimley's age. So, and of course, the stash was the calling card for Brimley for all those years. So maybe that's why he's looked old for as long as he has. But also, he was a Marine. Is a Marine. You know, they never were a Marine. Yeah, you always are. But that'll put some years on you too.
All right, 745 FM Talk 106.5 coming up. Dalton's got sports and headlines from WKRG are next. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Baker.
Bacon and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX News Conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check, and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 7:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves won their 5th game in a row with a 4-0 shutout of the New York Mets.
And on the ground slowly, that should do it. Freddie's got it, to the bag we go, and the Braves have shut out New York 4-0. They've won the series outright. They extend their winning streak, Jeff, to 5 straight games, and a little bit of everything again for Brian Snitker's bunch.
That call from Fox Sports South, the Braves now 7-3 through the first 10 games of the 60-game season. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes caused a scare when he gave no warning and did not report to yesterday's game. After the loss, Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen announced that Cespedes has decided to opt out of the remainder of the 2020 season due to COVID-related issues. The Braves will look for the 4-game sweep tonight when they take on New York at 6 o'clock. There were 3 baseball series postponed over the weekend. The Miami Marlins and Washington Nationals did not play their scheduled series as the Marlins continue to deal with the 19 members of their team that have tested positive for COVID. The Phillies and Blue Jays series was canceled after a couple members of Philadelphia's staff tested positive following their series last weekend against Miami. And the St. Louis Cardinals' 3-game series against Milwaukee was called off. On Saturday, the team had 1 player and 3 staff members test positive, while 4 more members of the Cardinals organization had inconclusive results. So St. Louis's upcoming 4-game series against Detroit was scheduled to be a home-and-home. Instead, the Cardinals and Tigers will play all 4 games in Detroit for the doubleheader scheduled for Wednesday. In some other games from yesterday, Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 runs in a 9-7 Yankees win over Boston. Judge has now homered in 5 straight games. Baltimore swept Tampa with a 5-1 win. The Cubs swept the Pirates with a 2-1 extra innings victory. The Dodgers shut out Arizona 3-0, and Houston rallied to beat the LA Angels 6-5 in extra innings. In golf, Justin Thomas pulled away in the final 3 holes to win the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis by 3 strokes. Thomas closed with a 5-under-66 to finish at 13-under par. It was his 13th career PGA Tour title, and at only 27 years old, Thomas became the 3rd youngest player since 1960 to reach those 13 Tour wins, trailing only Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski dominated at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for his 3rd win of the 2020 season. Keselowski and Denny Hamlin traded the lead 18 times during the 301-lap race, with Keselowski crossing the finish line 1.6 seconds ahead of Hamlin. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets rallied to beat Milwaukee 120-116. Houston tied an NBA record for the most 3-point attempts in a regulation game with 61. They made 21 of those 61 shots. Boston beat Portland 128-124. San Antonio won their 2nd in a row, 108-106 against Memphis. Those losses to Memphis and Portland were a big help for the New Orleans Pelicans, who have lost their first 2 games of the NBA restart and are in a heated race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. The Pelicans will face the Grizzlies tonight at 5:30 in a must-win for New Orleans. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 52-year-old is reportedly asymptomatic and doing well. New York Jets middle linebacker C.J. Mosley has decided to opt out for the 2020 NFL season. The former Alabama linebacker has not commented publicly, but ESPN reports that a source said it was due to family health reasons. Former University of Alabama athletic director and former Tennessee football coach Bill Battle has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The 78-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. And Louisiana Lafayette assistant football coach DJ Looney passed away Saturday morning after he suffered a heart attack at a team workout at Cajun Field in Lafayette. According to Sports Illustrated, Looney was pronounced dead after being transported to a local hospital. He was only 31 years old. Looney entering his third season on the UL football staff, working with the offensive line. He graduated from Oak Mountain High School in Birmingham, played center at Mississippi State, and coached as an assistant with the Bulldogs, East Mississippi Community College, Central Arkansas, and Georgia. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Good morning from the Loaded CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at University and Greenlaw. Also Royal Carriage and Cottage Hill and Moffitt and Shelton Beach. Steady ride downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnel. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're checking in accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. It's just that easy. You can schedule a store pickup or home delivery. springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Of course, debut on FM Talk 106.5 for the Jeff Poor Show starts just a little over an hour from now. We'll talk to Jeff coming up next hour and get you psyched up, get everybody psyched up. Woo! For 9 o'clock this morning. And this story for next hour, I do want to kind of parse this through with school going back next month. For a lot of school systems, you know, in person, some have delayed, some are talking about you have the option for online, some are going all online. But we've had story after story, I'd say at least a couple, if not a few stories, about how young people don't transmit coronavirus like older people.
Right.
They asymptomatic, or they just don't catch it, or they don't spread it to older people at a high rate. Then I saw this story for Fox 5 in Atlanta. It says from Dateline Rabun County, Georgia, more than 200 people, including children, tested positive after going to a YMCA summer camp this June, according to a CDC report. Camp High Harbor in North Georgia shut down after a staff member tested positive for coronavirus. They said the positive test came from a teenage staff member at Camp High Harbor in Rabun County, which forced the closure of those summer campsites. The CDC is now releasing a report about how far the virus spread at the camp. They said, I think it's important that we understand that it's constantly evolving and mutating virus, and this information was from 6 to 8 weeks ago, which is important because this stuff changes weekly. CDC confirms, though, a total of 597 people went to Camp High Harbor in Rabun County in late June. 344 of them got tested for coronavirus. Among those tested, 260 came back positive.
Wow.
Okay, so this is, according to the CDC report, Camp High Harbor implemented the CDC's suggestions requiring all trainees, staff, and campers provide documentation of negative COVID-19 tests before coming to camp.
Mm-hmm.
But they had this one test positive. So
right.
It said everybody did the testing. They went to the camp. I mean, I would feel safe if there was a camp where everybody got tested coming in and they were isolated there at the camp if my children wanted to go to that, but... It's I don't know how it gets in there, and I don't know how many of the 262 were the kids here,
mm-hmm.
but they're pointing out that there are, you know, kids from 6 to 10 years old that got it.
Yeah, and according to these reports, it seems that this camp, you know, they were doing everything they could to be safe.
Yeah.
The counselors were wearing masks. They didn't require the kids that were there to wear masks. But
if everybody tested negative coming in,
you'd think it would be safe. And then when I read this story, I was thinking, why'd they keep it open? It didn't seem that they kept it open very long, because after that first staffer tested positive, they said that was June 23rd, positive the next day. They closed the camp down by June 27th. So 3 days later, they closed,
which
seems pretty quick. But then all these other kids tested positive right after that.
Right, so that's one of the head-scratchers here, right? We're told that the kids aren't as susceptible, but maybe in this case they were. But they were at camp. They were outside, you would think. We'll talk about this more and what it means for schools going back when we come back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Minkin and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule, and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX news conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors, 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes.